Time to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And today, Tara Brower is with us, the Daviess County United Way campaign chair this go around. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. It's the campaign drive, and actually, it really kicks off after the Day of Caring, which is coming up real quick on us, isn't it?
It is. So the Day of Caring will be September the 13th, which is Tuesday, and that's when we have our big campaign kickoff.
And Day of Caring, first off, and we'll talk more about that as we get closer, but what a great day for this entire community, because volunteers from businesses, the businesses first give their workers to go out and do good for the United Way agencies, but it's a community coming together, isn't it?
Absolutely. I believe, if my numbers are correct, last year we had 63 businesses and almost 500 volunteers come for the Day of Caring. So you don't have to be part of a business. You can just come as an individual or a retired person in the community that wants to volunteer your time. But 68 projects for 22 nonprofits here in Daviess County, and it's all over the county. It was not just Washington. It was in Montgomery, and it was even up in Odin last year for the first year ever. So we're excited about that.
So now's the time to start thinking about giving. You know, there's so many different options out there when it comes to giving to charitable donations. And what I like about the United Way is the fact that you kind of group it all into one, and you help all of those agencies here in Daviess County. So if you're up in the air on who you want to give to, the United Way is a great place to start.
We would be very appreciative of any size gift, both a corporate gift through your business, a workplace campaign where the employees can deduct, for instance, payroll deduct to give to United Way, but also just individual giving as well. We're very appreciative of that. And our job as that governing body is to really come in and be a good steward of the public's money, to evaluate projects and nonprofits, and to be a listening ear to the general public, to Daviess County as a whole, and say, okay, where do we want this money to be used in our county, and what projects, what individuals are most in need that it would benefit from? And then what we try to do is communicate that need to the agencies who, for the most part, have been hearing this need from the very start. We have some fabulous agencies, and I'll just name a few on here, but the Pregnancy Care Center, Senior and Family Services, the Powerhouse, the YMCA, Junior Achievement, Connections really brings resources together to help families and individuals in need in the community. Feed My Sheep, Four Rivers, Meals on Wheels, you name it, they're there. RSVP, we have literally a power lineup of nonprofits that do fabulous work in Daviess County. And by no means do we fund them all. You know, they do their own fundraising campaigns, but we're a portion of what we can give back to the community.
And a big portion, a lot of times, many of those agencies rely a lot on the United Way and their help. So when it comes to the campaign, again, it gets underway officially. The kickoff is the Day of Caring. But just think about giving to United Way and helping out these many organizations and the volunteers that put in countless hours to make it happen. It takes time, volunteer time, and they devote a lot of their time to it, but it takes the funds to keep these agencies going, and that's where the United Way can help out. So if you want to give to United Way, Tara, I know you're going out pretty much daily now, meeting with businesses and individuals that have questions, and they can always contact Zella at the United Way office, right?
Absolutely. So Zella Taylor is our new director at United Way. She just started this year. I took over for Brenda Sebecki, which is a well-known name in this community, and Zella has ties to this community too. Her family has a family farm here, and she's excited to take over. She has a lot of great experience already working with the schools and the inmates at the jail, and has a good pulse on the community. But our goal this year is $240,000, and that's a lot of money. So it takes a lot of help from our big corporate partners, but also a lot of individuals that just give because they've seen their dollars at work and they know the impact they can have.
We can do it. $240,000. Again, give the United Way. You can call the United Way office. And let's go ahead and give the contact information there.
So Zella Taylor and the United Way office information we'll put out there, and I'll get back to Dwayne. But you can call my Edward Jones office if you have any questions on where money is housed. And then We would also welcome you at P.O. Box 224, 200 East Van Tree Street. We're in the Home Building Savings Bank. There is where her main office is located. So we're excited to be here. Thanks for your time, and thanks for your gifts in advance.
Absolutely. Give the United Way and help out the campaign this year. The Day of Caring, one more time, circle this date on your calendar. When is it set for?
September 13th, which is Tuesday.
It'll be here before you know it. Our guest is Tara Brower, the campaign chairperson this year for the Davies County United Way. Tara, good luck on reaching that goal. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.